This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, coming to you from Island Community Church. Thanks for joining us here today on this Monday. I've got 60 seconds for an intro today. You're going to hear part two that just started on the air on Friday, and it's entitled Earnestly Contend for the Faith. It's out of this series here, Famous Chapters of the Bible, the book of Jude. That's the Lord Jesus' half-brother, Judas. There's only one chapter in it, but the sermon is Earnestly Contend. That means put the boxing gloves on and make a stand and defend the faith, the true faith, which he says was once for all delivered to the saints. Here we go. Here's part two of this message.
The faith remains the same. The faith does not change. So first off, what is our common salvation? Our common salvation is the one same thing which saved all of us, like a common area, or a common driveway, or a common denominator. What saves one person saves another person, and the next, it never changes. It's common to all. We read one Lord, one faith, one baptism, not two, there's one. There's not two Lords, there's one Lord. And there's one faith, the Christian faith. All who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. One, not two. One common salvation like this, Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. When you read justified, as the Greek word dikaios, it's a legal word. God's got his gavel, and he slams down that gavel and looks at you and pronounces over your soul those two words. He says, not guilty. See, now his son, I used to say, was not guilty, but actually his son was guilty because he put the sentence on him. He had to pay the price for it. Still, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Someone's got to pay for it. Someone's got to pay the price. The good news for us is that he did. Might be Good Friday for us. So, common salvation, Romans 5:1, having been justified by faith, that is, God slams down the gavel, declares you officially in a court of law not guilty. And there's no double jeopardy. You won't be tried again when there's a different president or a different judge, because there is no president or judge greater than Jehovah. Who can compete with him and his declarations? God himself has declared you not guilty. Enter thou into the joy of your Lord. No man or demon from hell can stop that. But what saved them then saves you and I today. And will save people after we're all dead and gone, should the Lord tarry, with the next generation of crazy men up here preaching. It's going to be the same thing. If not, he's a heretic. To be justified. Okay, here's another one. Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, or if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. That is, you believe in your heart, you believe in the resurrection. You believe that death is not the end for you in this world. You've got to believe that death is not the end. You've got to believe that when you die and leave this world, it's not all, you're going to stand somewhere. You're either going to stand in front of him at the great white throne judgment if you don't answer that call when he calls you, or he's going to say, enter thou into the joy of your Lord. It's your choice. The charge over you is that God loves you. He's paid the price, died in our place. God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself, not imputing, you know, imputing. Oh, you. You offended me when Eisenhower was president. You and Thomas Edison was in grade school. Sin. Not imputing anyone's trespasses against them. That's good news. And it says he has committed to us the word of this reconciliation. That is, go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus died for me. The same salvation. With the heart one believes unto righteousness. There's that same Greek word. With the heart one believes. You hear it? You say, you know what? That's for me. I believe that. I believe you are the Son of God. I receive. With the heart one believes, whoop, down goes the gavel, praise God. Down goes the gavel. And inscribed, it goes your name. With the heart one believes unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So it's one common salvation, like a common driveway. We share this in common. There's one message. Paul continues, Romans 10:11. The scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. It's not embarrassing then, it's not embarrassing now, and it won't embarrass anyone in the future. You won't be put to shame for calling on the name of the Lord. You'll be saved by calling on the name of the Lord. Justified, forgiven, name written in the book of life, granted and receive eternal life. You won't be shamed for it. You'll be received for it. Verse 13, for whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now that is our common salvation. What saved you 2,000 years ago is the same thing that saves a person today. Even for an Old Testament Jew, listen to this verse. Same thing is required. Genesis chapter 15, verse 6, it says, Abraham believed God, and his faith was, whoop, for the sake of that child, I won't do it. I'll just read it to you. His faith was credited to him as righteousness. Greek word logizo, captain's log. It's an entry. God wrote an entry into his credit column, and the entry was justified. Even before Jesus, you're saved by your faith. Not guilty. This is our common salvation. From Abraham to Moses to Peter to Paul to all of you, we're saved the same way. It's faith in God. For us New Testament believers, faith in his Son, the Savior of the world. This is my beloved Son, he says, akuete autu. That is, listen to him, hear him. Next up, earnestly contend for the faith. Speaking of this Greek word, contend, it's actually a compound word of the word agony, agonizo, and the preposition epi, which intensifies the word, same as it does in English. In English, it's just like adding the word mega in front of something, or super. Here it would be contend big time. It would be a vein popping in your forehead kind of contending, like a boxer who contends for his title. Agonizo is the same Greek word as running a marathon race. Hebrews 12:1. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us,
And let us run with endurance the agona that is set before us. Boy, sometimes it just feels like we're just gasping for air in this life, doesn't it? The race. This is agonizo. Here's one more. Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Luke 22:44. It says, and the Lord, being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Same Greek word. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling to the ground. This is the attitude that Jude is commanding from you and I to contend, or not contend, earnestly contend. Add a little gusto to what you do out here in Jesus' name. Note the urgency. He didn't even want to write about this. But he set out to write about their common salvation. Instead, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Jude commanded the believers to stand up and fight or contend for the faith. Fight for it. Put the gloves on. Don't sit idly by, young or old. All right, so how can I do that? How can I contend for the faith? Number one, to keep devils out of office. Right? I mean, you're not Moses. What are you going to do? You keep devils out of office. All right, without the plain vernacular, elect godly people into office. But I'm still standing with what I said. Because if you believe in this muck that some of these people believe, then I'm going to call you to your face what you are. You are a devil. Rush Limbaugh used to say he wouldn't vote for a dog catcher if he had a D next to his name. And I haven't been proven wrong by not believing that. Elect godly people in office. Find out what people believe. It's pretty easy today, because if you are a member of a particular political party, you stand on a platform. What's your stance on traditional marriage? Do you stand with God or against God? Simple enough, right? Where do you stand? Go ahead. Where do you stand? What's your stance on abortion? Do you stand with God, or are you the enemy of God and stand against him? You see, it's God first, not party line. It's God first, not your race or the color of your skin. You don't vote for something because you're black. You don't vote for something because you're white. You don't vote for something because you're a Baptist. You don't vote for something because you're Presbyterian. You vote for stand behind something because it's in the Word of God. Right? This is the problem that people have, is they vote a color according to other things that they shouldn't. Do you think that a kindergarten teacher should decide what sex your child is? Reminds me of a cartoon I saw once, this pregnant woman with her husband there, and someone was saying, oh, how nice. Do you know whether or not your child's a boy or a girl? And the lady answered, well, we're leaving that up to the kindergarten teacher to decide. Really? Step into my office if you believe that. Earnestly contend for the faith. Stop putting devils into office. I hate politics. I stand with God. That's all you got to do. Stand with God. Whoever it is who believes God and believes in his word. Remember we read in Psalm, I think it's Psalm 33. It says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Stand there. Lastly, what's your stance on Israel and the nation of Israel and standing with them against their enemies? Earnestly contend for the faith. Look at all the pressure on school teachers, college professors. Professors are blackballed and their careers are destroyed if they believe in intelligent design. So, earnestly contend for the faith at all costs. Stand with God at all costs. Earnestly contend for the faith.
Because it will cost you something. It will cost you something. It'll cost this church something. Am I right or not? Someday there might not be any preacher here if enough godly people don't stand up and continue to be counted. Just because it's quiet out here today, it doesn't mean you can be lulled into sleep. Don't be deceived. Now, Pastor Darren's got the greatest theory I've ever heard. And that is, he's not looking for Jesus to return when things are bad. He's looking for Jesus to return when things are good. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2, when they say peace and safety, you see, then sudden destruction comes on them as labor pains on a woman with a child. So don't be lulled to sleep because things might appear one way or the other. Don't let evil win. Let your voice be heard. This falls on you, not on God. You need to earnestly contend for the faith. And don't say, why won't God do something about this? God's got you to do something about this. Don't allow these evil people to get away with removing God and righteousness from all society. Look, these progressives out here today, they're all falling by the wayside worldwide because people have had enough. May us Christians do likewise. So how can you contend for the faith? Number two, stand up for what is right. You'll know what to do and what to say when the time is right. We need God back in school again. We need the Ten Commandments back in the courthouses across America. We need God back in the military again like he used to be. No men wearing dresses in the United States Marine Corps anymore. No men in high heels stealing luggage bags at airports anymore. It's time to stop bald-headed men with lipstick and high heels stealing bags out of the airport and saying, people will... No, get rid of these people. Stop putting these people in office that do this kind of stuff. Otherwise, before you know it, you see like the Bible says, it says, while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares. And then before you know it, you got a bunch of devils running the country. And the places turn, and then all of a sudden, on the bumper stickers of all you parents, the bumper sticker there, my son is an honor student at Sodom Elementary. I better not find that on the back of your car. To get along with people? Look at what happens when godly people stand up and do something. A few years back, the godly parents at Miami said, you know what? Enough is enough. We're taking the school board back. Now the school board is overwhelmingly, I'm not going to call you Republican. I'm not going to call you Democrat. I'm going to call you godly. The same school board, Miami-Dade, voted unanimously to adopt May the 4th as the National Day of Prayer. It's not just the Star Wars Day anymore. May the 4th be with you. Now it's the day of prayer. They're going to submit and bow to Almighty God. We're not going to fear what men may say to us. We're going to instead trust him. Because godly people have put the gloves on and are earnestly contending for the faith. And don't say under your breath, what does school have to do with the gospel or fighting for the gospel? Really? This is where all the problems emanate from. School. It all starts there. From kindergarten up to PhD, that's where the problems start. Look at all the evil instructors in the country who have destroyed today's youth. Look at the college campuses today. Look at all the Jew haters out here in colleges today. Cornell, Yale, Harvard, all of the Ivy League, all the colleges around the country. All the Jews are in hiding now because we've missed this. And while men slept, these devils have come and have taken over these places here in the country. Satan controls every industry in this country. The school system, the entertainment, used to control the government. Perhaps he still does. He's not going to give up that one lightly. Pray for your president. Look how many times they've tried to kill him. Look, there is a wave right now of a return to godliness and normalcy in the United States of America. I hope that that continues. Last section here. The Christian faith was once for all delivered to the saints. I once saw a church sign on the board outside of the church that said this. It said, under same management now for 2,000 years, the Christian faith has not changed. It was once for all delivered and handed down to the saints, which is and are you. Which is 1 Corinthians 15:1. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preach to you, which also you received, and in which you stand, by which you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you, first of all, that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried. He rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. This is the faith that was once for all. And this, John 5:28, the hour is coming in the which all the which that are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those that have done good to the resurrection of life. Those that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. And this, Acts 4:12, nor is there salvation in any other. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. That's the faith that's been handed down to us once. The word of God does not change. This is the faith once for all time delivered to the saints. Which also means, we're going to close on this point here, which also means that there are no new additions to the faith either. Remember what I said when I started this. If it's new, it's not true. And if it's true, it's not new. Meaning there are no new additions to this. Now, I've got four on here. It's certainly not exhaustive. Number one, modern day Pentecostalism. It's 120 years old. The doctrine that someone else is better than you, asking someone if they're asking a Christian, if they've received the Holy Spirit, that's utter nonsense. That is not part of the faith. This faith has been once for all delivered to the saints. This is a new doctrine. I didn't say tongues because tongues is in the Bible. I'm talking modern day Pentecostalism of teaching that you are better than another Christian, or another Christian's got more of God than you do, or worshiping the Holy Spirit. Worshiping the Holy Spirit is idolatry. Worshiping the Holy Spirit is idolatry. You worship God through his Son, Jesus Christ. Number two. All right, I said modern day Pentecostalism. You might not like it. I stand on that. Number two of something that's new. The non-suffering Christian, a.k.a. the early rapture theory. It's hardly 200 years old. The doctrine of the non-suffering Christian. You're not going to find that in the Bible. Were you here the last 2 weeks to hear any of this sermon he's preached here? Why do you think it's strange when you're suffering? That is a new doctrine that you will never break a nail and you'll be whisked off into heaven before your faith is never tested in this world. That's not part of the faith. That's a new doctrine. I said Pentecostals. I'll call out Baptists that believe that. I'm not picking on anyone. I'm standing on the word. Most Baptist churches you'll go to say that. I don't believe that. I believe we all will be tested someday for our faith. My Bible says that the dead in Christ will rise on the last day. Number three, the word of faith movement. So that would be the doctrine of telling God how it is. That's not part of the faith. Where do you read in here the doctrine of telling God how it is? When are you going to tell God how it is? Who's going to tell God when you're going to be healed? You ready for healing? Who is going to command God to heal someone? God is large and in charge. We pray for healing. We seek healing. God is a healer, and he still heals today. But I don't tell God how it is. He tells me how it is. And I bow the knee and call him Lord. I've seen many people in this church healed. God is a healer, but I don't tell him how it is. He tells us how it is. And lastly, new and not true, two mediators. Now, the Catholic Church on the 26th of June, 1913, held a council and said, hey, guess what? We've got another mediator, not just Jesus anymore, but now we're going to elevate Mary, his mother, to a mediator as well. I gave you the date that this happened. June 26, 1913, the doctrine of the co-redemptrix. That is, not only do you have Jesus, even though my Bible says there is one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. Let's stand on the word. You see, if it's new, by golly, if it's new, it's not true. If it's new, it's not true. Because the faith was once for all handed down and delivered to the saints, and that's where we stand. If it's new, it's not true. So let's close with this thought. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13. And let not anyone try to change that. I said this in the book of Galatians every week. We'll say it now. Faith plus nothing equals salvation. Let's pray. Lord, we exalt you here today. We thank you for the faith once for all delivered to the saints. May we be as bold as all of these men and women who gave up their lives and died for this faith. And everything that went behind these last 2,000 years of this faith being delivered and handed down to us. Help us to have the same resolve that these men and women had for 2,000 years to stand up and be counted. Help us to be defenders of the faith as well. Use us here. There's no mistake you have us alive during this time. Use us in our homes. Use us on our jobs. Use us in the grocery stores, in the supermarkets, and wherever we go to stand here with you, stand with you, and stand up and be counted. Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Hi friends, Paul Esposito here from 91.5 FM WMIE and WWBC Radio. We are pleased to announce that our brand new apps have been released and are now available in the App Store for you to download. So search for WMIE as well as WWBC, and you can hear the awesome programming on these stations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There also is a lot of programs available on demand. Some of the local programming here you now can hear on demand from your phone or tablet. So I encourage you, download these apps, WMIE and WWBC.